The global displacement of people has reached its highest level ever. Almost 60 million people have been forced to leave their homes, according to the United Nations. Refugee camps are swelling in size, and the resources to keep them running are often scarce. The newly formed Moving Energy Initiative, a collaboration between humanitarian organisations and the British policy group Chatham House, is calling for an overhaul in the way energy is supplied and used in camps.
We believe there's huge opportunity to both improve the lives and livelihoods of these very vulnerable people and also help to save money over the long term.
The most recent electricity bill for Jordan's Za'atari camp on the Syrian border came to $8.7 million, forcing the UN to cut improvised connections. But 90% of people living in camps have no access to electricity. 80% rely on firewood for cooking.
Given more efficient cook stoves and solar lanterns, for instance, there could be a saving, we estimated, at $323 million per year, which would pay off the initial investment fairly quickly. There are even better solutions once you start involving solar or solar hybrid, mini grids, other forms of renewable energy.
Fossil fuels and wood also affect human health. Researchers estimate that 20,000 refugees die prematurely every year due to the pollution from indoor fires for cooking. And gathering the fuel can be dangerous, especially for women.
Women don't want to leave the tent or the hut at night time. If there's no lighting, when they do, they're at risk of accidents and also attacks. Similarly, we heard so many cases of women and girls leaving the camps to collect firewood and being at risk from rape and other types of attack.
Host countries are often reluctant to provide facilities that appear permanent, but researchers say that using green technologies could save lives and radically improve living standards for the world's most vulnerable people. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.